Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5 welcomes to the show this morning a guy from a family of entertainment legends and a man who we've seen in over 20 sitcoms, over 29 movies, and he's happens to be performing at the Irvine Improv this weekend. Charlie Murphy's on the phone. Hey, Charlie.
Charlie Murphy! You got to say the name right, man. You got to say the name right. You got to yell it. You can't just say Charlie Murphy. You got to say it right, because other people named Charlie Murphy. I'm the other Charlie Murphy. You got to yell it.
I'm sorry. I think I'm way too white, dude. I can't do it.
Oh, you're the main ones that do it, man. Come on, man. You can definitely do it.
It's so good to have you in town, Irvine Improv. You're doing this show, the Comedy Get Down Tour, playing all over the country right now. How are the shows going?
Excellent, man. It's been a very, very, very good experience. I mean, you know, playing arenas is different from playing a club. You know, and I'm getting the opportunity to work in arenas almost every week. Filled up. A big laugh is really a big laugh in there. You know, and it's a great experience, man. I had to earn that because, you know, in the beginning, it was, who does he think he is? You know what I'm saying? But now we passed that.
I mean, you've been on the grind, man, for a couple decades now. You've been doing this.
Exactly. Been on the grind long enough to have fans that don't remember, you know, the first part of it. They only remember, you know, they know about the Rick James era on down. They don't know about before that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they say an overnight success takes 10 years or whatever, so maybe that applies to you.
Yeah, in my case, it took 20 years.
Yeah. People do love the Rick James stuff. They love the Chappelle Show. I mean, I imagine you still get people talking to you about that and coming up to you about that, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's all about, you know, confirming that, you know, you really hit a real note. You know, as far as the world of entertainment is concerned, you hit a real note. You did something, you struck an evergreen note, something that's going to always be around and always be regarded as, you know, funny. You know, I've done a lot of things that are funny, but they're not going to always be around.
Yeah.
You know, some of them last for 3 months. It's gone. But this is going to be around forever. So it's a good thing.
Are you still in touch with Dave Chappelle?
I'm in touch with everybody, like, you know, and I bump into them, but for the most part, you know, guys, you know, we ain't like girls, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? We be trying to get the money and get back home. It's not really like, you know, well, let me call my friend so-and-so and, you know, chop it up with him. Let me call him, you know, if we call each other up and chop it up, it's about money. It's about business. You know, the friendly chop it up thing. I don't really think that guys do that too much, man, unless somebody that, you know, like you grew up with them or whatever. And I have people that I grew up with that call me from time to time and chop it up like that. But for the most part, all my adult friends, you know, that's the relationship, man. You know, we all got families and schedules, you know what I'm saying? So if you call somebody up to chop it up, it better be about something real. How you doing is fine, but you better follow it up with some real talk after that.
So you don't like go have a salad with Dave Chappelle, you know, as a power lunch.
That go have a salad with Dave Chappelle, that sounds hilarious.
Could be a new web series.
Yeah, salad with Dave. My man Seinfeld got riding in cars with comedians. We could have eating salad with comedians.
I'll let you have it.
It could work. I'm going to tell you something. They got a place in Manhattan that has over 120 different types of salad. I was like, wow. To me, I say wow because when I was growing up, you know what salad was? Lettuce and tomato with mayo. Okay? That was salad. You had lettuce, tomato, you put some mayo on it, you chop it up, you know, put salt and pepper, that was your salad. And if you really wanted to get fancy, you put some chopped egg on there. That was as far as it went, you know? Now they got, come on, man, now salads is off the chain, to be quite honest with you. I mean, there's so many different kinds, and there's so many kinds, and you know, that are really healthy for you to do things like kale. I didn't eat kale when I was a kid. We never had kale.
I don't think it existed.
It existed. I'm going to tell you what didn't exist. Tilapia. Tilapia didn't exist. I was talking to somebody the other day. I was like, do you think tilapia is even a real fish? I mean, 10 years ago, did you ever hear anybody talking about tilapia? No.
No,
not at all.
Did you
hear anybody talking about, 10 years ago, did you ever hear anybody talking about chipotle? No. Now all of a sudden, it's on the tip of everybody's tongue, man. Tilapia, chipotle. You know? And I'll be wondering where these things come from. They knew. Where were they at when I was a kid? Was anybody eating a chipotle when I was a child? I don't think so.
What about gluten? I don't think that was around either.
Yeah, where was gluten 12 years ago? Where, you know what I'm saying? Was it part of the American vocabulary, gluten? No. How come nobody was having a problem with gluten back then?
I don't know, but now...
Now, all of a sudden, yeah. Everyone is gluten intolerant. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm going to tell you something else, too. When I was going to school, not even when I was going to school, let's just go back 20 years. It wasn't all these kids allergic to peanuts.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, you can't even come to school with a Snickers bar. Alarm go off. You know, things change, man.
Now you got to have a gluten peanut-free tilapia for lunch.
You got to have a gluten-free peanut-free tilapia lunch.
Charlie Murphy again performing at the Irvine Improv this weekend. It's a special show, only 3 nights, Friday, Saturday,
gluten-free
and Sunday.
Gluten-free show. I'm doing a gluten-free show.
And you're going to throw tilapias to everybody in the audience.
Yes, yeah, so we have tilapia, guaranteed, yeah, tilapia fish tacos, gluten-free, the chipotle sauce on every table.
You can get your tickets at irvine.improv.com. And then tell us about your podcast, Charlie. You're no stranger to radio because you're producing this podcast.
I haven't, you know, well, I'm going to tell you something, man. I haven't really been doing my podcast.
Okay.
And it's funny you asked about it because, you know, I was having a lot of fun doing it. But in the recent, like maybe over the last 2 years, I've made some changes in my lifestyle. And one of those changes was, I don't drink alcohol anymore.
Okay.
So when I was doing the podcast, that was associated with in my brain with alcohol because I was doing it at the club. So I would go to the club, I would do my podcast, and then I would be like, you know, start drinking. It's very easy for it to become a habit after the show because, you know, you want camaraderie with the wait staff and the people that work. Everybody's, you know, everybody's friendly. So when the show is over, you don't want to just seem like, you know, you don't want to talk to nobody and just leave right away. You sit around and you start talking, and then you have a drink. Now, I've been on the road for 16 years now.
Yeah.
You think about that. Thursday through Sunday, 16 years straight. Well, 14 years of it, you know, 14 years straight, you know, Thursday through Sunday, you're in a situation where you're having cocktails. And then if you don't realize it, hopefully somebody tells you, you can't do that, man. It's your body, man. You're going to have problems.
Well, power to you, man. Again, Charlie Murphy, this weekend, Irvine Improv,
Friday
through
Sunday. Wrong again, man.
I'm sorry.
Charlie Murphy! Get it right. There you go. Get it right, man. They know exactly who you're talking to, man.
I'm sorry. There's a lot of Charlie Murphys out there. I can't confuse
you. Yeah, there's another one in England. It's a female and all. Come on, man. You got to say my name right, man.
Hey, tell us real quick. How's the family? I know Rich is managing you and Eddie's busier than ever. How are the Murphys doing?
Eddie's retired, man. Busier than ever. He just had a baby.
Oh, well. I feel like I always see him in something.
Nah, he's chilling, man. Eddie's on straight up chill. He'll tell you quick. I'm retired.
Okay.
That's how he looks. He looks very relaxed, very happy. You know, he's had a new baby a couple of weeks ago. And he's zero stress, man. I mean, he's a beacon for me and anyone else that sees him. Like, this is what you want to shoot for, man. You don't want to shoot for being old and being still grinding and stressed out. You want to shoot for, you know, being able to actually live.
Yeah.
You know, because working is not living. You know what I'm saying? I actually live. You know what I'm saying? Work is part of life, but it's not living. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy your family. Enjoy food. Enjoy the planet. You know, you want to be able to do that. Kick back and do that, man. And like, let that be your lifestyle.
Well, we're so looking forward to seeing you this weekend. Again, Irvine Improv. Tickets online at irvine.improv.com. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for opening up to
us. I know
this
I tripped you out just now. Charlie Murphy's worried about enjoying the planet. Didn't he stab Tyrese Fowler on Chappelle's show? Now he's worried about the environment. Yeah, okay. Everybody out there, Irvine, come on out. Get your laugh on. These are, you know, these are trying times right now. Ain't too many things funny, but I'm funny. And you forget about some of those things that may be bugging you. Come get your laugh on with your boy, Charlie Murphy.